Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you.
Today's special guest is Leanne Perello, cultural arts specialist with the Jefferson City Parks Department.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. So spring is here, so we automatically start thinking of parks and
yes,
getting out a bit more. We've got an exciting event coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about Porch Fest.
Yeah, Porch Fest JCMO is coming up. We do it two times a year, always once in the spring and once in the fall. This would be our fourth year doing it. Actually, the festival itself is a nationwide festival. It started in Ithaca, New York. And basically, the idea about it was to bring light to different historic neighborhoods and neighborhood revitalization. And so that's kind of when New York started it. They wanted to bring people into these neighborhoods that needed some upkeep and revitalization, and they started hosting these porch events and music and all different kinds of artists, and that's kind of where it started. And so many cities all over the United States put it on, and so that's kind of where we learned about it was Kansas City. One of our neighboring city does one, and we just felt like something like that definitely needed to be in Jefferson City.
Yeah, well, and I think one of the things I really like about it is as society has gone along, we kind of closet ourselves into our homes, and,
mm-hmm,
and neighborhoods don't necessarily get out among themselves that much.
Right.
So this is a great opportunity to just mix and have like a great neighborhood party.
Oh, yes. It's just like a big neighborhood block party.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun, and it's a very organic festival. It pops up. We have a great time, and it pops down, and you don't even know we're there. And so we do relate it to like those big block parties because it's a way to get the community to meet each other. It's all about music, food, community, atmosphere, neighborhoods. You know, I grew up in a day where you knew your neighbors, you went trick-or-treating,
yep,
you knew everyone.
Yep.
And so, yeah, the world is just a different place these days, and so anything we can do to meet your neighbors, shake your hand, and get to know each other, it brings a sense of comfort and safety back to the neighborhood as well, and it's just a great way, like I said, to have fun and meet everyone.
Well, and for those who aren't in that neighborhood, I mean, they drive through it, but they don't really maybe appreciate the flavor of the neighborhood.
Yeah, especially being the historic. Like I said, we really,
yeah,
focus on historic neighborhoods, and so, you know, that makes a huge difference too. Like you said, people drive by it every day, and they don't really necessarily know all the really cool history about it, and Porch Fest not only draws people in the neighborhood, it gets the homeowners excited to share,
yeah,
the history, because a lot of those homeowners have put a lot of work into their historic,
yeah,
homes, so it's,
yeah,
kind of a way for them to show off their homes too.
That's awesome. So give us kind of an idea of what, if we arrive at Porch Fest,
yeah,
what some of the things are that will be there.
Well, the first thing you're going to notice when you arrive close to Porch Fest is just music. The entire event is based around the musicians as well as other artists. And so when you pull up to, we're on Fairmont Boulevard, a couple different streets. But when you pull into the neighborhood that we're at, you're going to first be greeted by music. And then as you kind of go down the street, what you're going to see is that all of the participating porches have artists on the porch. And so the idea behind Porch Fest is that you can walk from one end of the street down to the other end and hear so many different genres, so many different musicians, as well as experiencing other mediums of art along the way. And so the event is kind of catered to stroll, you know, stroll through the,
yep,
neighborhood, check out different, hang out at this porch, you know, because there's a lot going on.
Yep.
Every porch has three artists throughout the day. It's a short event. It's just from 1 to 4. So we have music from 1 to 2. 2 to 3 and 3 to 4. So every porch will have three artists performing on them. So like I said, in any one of those time chunks on any porch, you're going to find something different.
Sure. You can kind of go at your own pace.
Yes, definitely. And we have a lot of people that come for specific groups and they may hang out there the entire time, the entire hour. But majority of the people attending hang out maybe about 5 minutes at each porch and kind of just go until, you know, they hear something that strikes their fancy and,
sure,
then they stay around.
Well, and I don't know that we mentioned the date.
It's coming up quick, and it's Sunday, May 1st,
okay,
and like I said, it's on Fairmont Boulevard, and there's two side streets off of Fairmont Boulevard, one being Oakwood Drive and Fairmont Court, and we'll have all three of those streets backed up to McClung Park, and so guests are going to be able to come to McClung Park and park there, and then there's two pathways into the neighborhood. There's also, we're going to have a live band at McClung Park to greet our attendees and kind of escort them into the neighborhood.
Okay, so circling back to the artists and such, I think one thing that always I find fun is these are people that maybe you work with.
Yes, I mean,
it's faces you see in the community. Yes. that are performing outside of their jobs.
Yes. Right?
So give us kind of an idea of some of the folks that they might see there mm-hmm. at the Porch Fest.
Well, just for a fun, just since we're, you know, Jerry Tritz. He's not performing at this particular one, but mm-hmm. he's our fellow News Tribune, and we love him, and he's a musician, or not a musician, I'm sorry. He's a magician.
We don't let him sing.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll let him do some magic. He does some juggling.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, like I said, Jerry, John Hensley does music. Bobby Showers is really well known. And then Ken Hussey actually used to be a councilman. He's on the Porch Fest Committee. We haven't got him to perform yet, but we're working on that.
Wow.
So, like I said, yeah, you walk down, we have doctors, we have councilmen, we have Parks and Rec people, we have everyone you can imagine sharing their hidden talents with the community.
I just think it's an amazing concept there. You know, everybody loves music and, you know, art, but mm-hmm. then to see local folks that you just see a side of them that maybe you hadn't seen
before.
And it just pulls the community closer together.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. And talking about with community, these artists perform basically for free, you know, based off of tips. We are growing this event, and as we grow it, this is the first year we've been trying to identify sponsors, mm-hmm. and we'll continue to grow the event and look for sponsors to pay the artists, because that's always the goal. You know, we wouldn't have this event without the artists.
Right.
These all are local artists from our community, and if we don't have a sponsor, they're still out there donating their time just for tips. And so, you know, to see that collaboration, you know, in our community and really drive the arts from theater to poetry to visual arts to music. And like I said, these artists donate that hour of their time to come out and just entertain us.
Yeah.
And so that's really a blessing that we have with our community specifically. And like I said, as a committee, we recognize that. We appreciate that. And like I said, we're working to get sponsors. So that way, you know, our sponsor money will go to always just paying the artists.
Right. So let's talk about some of the other mm-hmm. artists that will be there. So visual arts.
Yeah, visual art. We're going to have a lot of different artists. We have one artist that has joined us every year. Her name is Yvonne Geldner, and she does like a live painting of one of the porches while they're performing, so people can stop by periodically and check out her progress. Mm-hmm. We have a new artist joining us, Adrienne Luther. She's a muralist from Columbia, Missouri. She's doing really awesome things out there, and we've been like slowly luring her to Jefferson City.
Right.
So Porch Fest is the first time she'll be doing a mural, an on-site one. It's like a freestanding on a piece of plywood, so it's kind of a cool way to introduce murals to the community since Parks and Rec have been working so hard on them. And then as well, Lena Forrester, she's a teacher here in this community, and she's going to be doing some watercolor and some intuitive drawing. So we have a lot of different artists, teachers coming in, and everything's interactive. So what's really cool about it is what we take ourselves pride on. It's not just one of those normal festivals you go where it's just tent after tent after tent, and you're shopping and shopping.
Right.
You know, we don't want people's attention to be down in products.
Yeah.
You know, we want people's attention to be up with the artist. And so any artist that is joining us that's not a musician is actually doing live demos. So they will have some of their artwork there for display, and they may have a little merch here and there, but really they're there also just to share education and show their skill. And so that's what's really cool, is that if you're an artist that are joining us, you're going to be educating the community and entertaining them in some way. It's not just like a sales booth. So it's really fun aspect of it.
Well, I think it also offers the opportunity for folks to maybe explore the artist in themselves.
Yes, you know, and get to know them.
Yeah.
I agree.
And to maybe even try their own hand at it.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. It's completely interactive. We love when people, and then, you know, on top of the artists joining us, Parks and Rec and our committee as well, we put on free activities to do art. And mm-hmm. so as you're walking down the street, you're listening to musicians on the porch, you're stopping by visual artist booths and seeing what they're working on. But at the same time, too, we have little stations that you stop at, create a little art yourself for all ages, and then you continue on. So we're encouraging those who even are not artists, do not identify as artists, maybe even don't like art.
Right.
But there's something for everyone. So we have a lot of stations where you can just pop in, add to the community art, pop out, keep going. And so it's a fun, like I said, process. And we see all walks of life on our art activities. And that's something maybe you wouldn't see on a normal day either, is people getting out of their shell and just trying something because it's free, it's there, and it just beautifies the community,
you
know?
So. Yeah. Well, and I think you make a good point there too. This is an event that's for all ages.
Yes.
So whether, you know, it's from the youngest child to the oldest resident, I mean, there are opportunities to enjoy that.
Oh yeah. We've had all ages, all walks of life doing doing our tie-dye. We did this thing last year for the first time called tree glam. And tree glam is where we temporarily hang beads on fishing wire in a tree we pick on the street. And throughout the event, the tree gets more beads on it, glows more. And as the sun hits it, it creates like the rainbows around. And so last year, I think every time I passed by the tree glam, you know, there was no less than 8-9 people there. And they were all adults, you know, putting the beads on. And so it's refreshing to see that, you know, as the kids are playing and the kids are doing art, you know, there's stuff for the parents to do too. We even have a yard game area. We have cornhole and badminton. And so we have kind of a few areas where you can just kind of get out of the overload of sensory and just kind of hang out and enjoy some local food coming too.
Yeah. So, well, let's talk about, you said there are going to be food trucks there.
Yeah, there's going to be a wide variety. As this event has grown, everything has grown. We have more artists, more food trucks, more porches. So Eat Crepe Love is one that's joining us. Actually, Carla, who runs that truck, she lives on that street.
Wow.
And so we found out that actually there's a lot of connections of artists as well as the food trucks on the street. So we're excited. Mammoth Bites is joining us. Reedy Pop, Alibi Cookies, RJ's Italian Ice, Crazy Fries, and then the JC Parks concessions trailer. So we have, you know, we have everything from your food, which is going to be like hamburgers, hot dogs, different things from Mammoth Bites. And then we have all the good snacks.
Yeah.
So popcorn, cookies, Roscoe's ice cream truck is joining us. So we have a little bit of everything from appetizers to real food to snacks and sweet treats.
Well, you won't go hungry, right?
Yes.
Your
yeah, bring your appetite for sure.
So you mentioned that it's a new location.
Yes.
So kind of walk us through where it was before, why it's at a new location.
Yeah, so we do the event 2 times a year, and it's always the first weekend in May and always the first weekend in October. When we started this event, we started it on Capitol Avenue, and that was in the spring. It only made sense because of the revitalization part. This was before the tornado, and so this was when they were just really focusing on beautifying that neighborhood, and we had just gotten the historic overlay district going and everything. So since then, we've actually kept the event in the spring always on Capitol Avenue. And then the fall one has moved around. So after the tornado, actually our last Porch Fest on Capitol Avenue was maybe just a few weeks before the tornado in 2019. And then after the tornado hit, it completely wiped the street. Anyone that's local here has walked it. It's completely different.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we lost, which was a huge part of comfortability, was shade. You know, all of the trees were gone. And so that was something we didn't think we'd ever experience.
Right.
And so we've done it twice on Capitol Avenue since the tornado. And it's been a huge success, but our artists were miserable because of the shade, you know. And the neighborhood's beautiful. The houses are great. And so really, this one spring, we've tried, we're trying it out in a new neighborhood for really just the shade and comfortability. Our artists, it's a hot one. The fall is usually nice and cool. So we're trying it out. Will we come back to Capitol Avenue? Of course we will. That was definitely our home and where it started. And the neighborhoods on Capitol Avenue and the houses, so supportive. I know they were bummed that we didn't come back this spring. And like I said, we're just trying it out and for our artists, because if we didn't have the artist, we wouldn't have the event.
Right.
And so we'll be back to Capitol Avenue though. But really our main purpose of moving was try a couple different neighborhoods as well as provide our artists with some shade and see, you know, because there's always the opportunity to move around.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a permanent home, but our hub will always be Capitol Avenue.
Well, as an organizer and artist yourself, what are some of your favorite memories of past Porch Fest?
Oh, there's so many. It's my favorite event. I always joke that, you know, it sucks that I can't participate
because
I'm running it.
Yep.
So I would have to say I love the music. I mean, I'm so busy during the event running around that I still get to hear everyone because they're out on the porches. But my favorite thing is incorporating new free art activities. Like I said, I like to see people participate because art can be intimidating sometimes for those of us who, you know, don't like art, don't do art. And the people like myself that do, I'm like, everyone should do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's my favorite part is seeing people interact. And, you know, we've learned along the way and trying to incorporate new things. And so I think the music is great. You're going to find awesome music on every single porch. But to see people get out of the comfort zone and do the activities, that's my favorite part.
Yeah.
So
as we wrap up here, let's remind everybody the time and the date and the location.
Perfect. Like I said, coming right up, and it's going to be Sunday, May 1st, and it's from 1 to 4 p.m., and it's on Fairmont Boulevard, Oakwood Drive, and Fairmont Court. We encourage everyone to park at McClung Park, and then you'll hear music right when you get in there, and follow the trails, and like I said, bring an appetite. And then I always encourage the community, you know, bring your cash, because artists work for tips. And so if you could bring your cash and make sure to tip the artists, they'll keep coming and entertaining us. It's a great event.
All right, Leanne, thanks for joining us
today.
Yes,
thank you for having me. It's been great.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.